few hours enough to get your team back to the energy level you're expecting?
I think so, and a lot of it, well, we're hopeful, right? It's as much mental as anything else. Getting excited about the game and getting out of that routine of the grind of every second night and the back-to-back, so a little rest. Maybe you'd prefer it at home, but at the same time, it's still so early in the season that being on the road and getting the guys together is good.
It's one of those fun buildings to play in, though.
Yeah. Great energy, whether it's a Tuesday night or a Saturday night. By the time the national anthem's done, it'll be really wired, a little bit like our place. And I think that usually leads to some pretty quick starts by both teams.
Judging by the few goals that you guys allow, do you sense like they're buying in more to what you preach, maybe even more this season than late last year?
Oh, it's... I think it's got a lot more to do with something that's always been here, and it was here before I got here. There's a really good compete level on our team. They'll do just about anything to... And then that was part of the problem, I guess, before, was all that compete and that energy level was, you know, we got to score goals, we got a goal. And it wasn't, they weren't floating out there. I mean, you watch the games that they struggled with early last year, they were working hard. A little bit all over and maybe not together as a group. And now they're just working just as hard, but a little more focused in being together. So defensively, and we spend as much time talking about our offense probably more than we do about our defensive play. But when we've gotten in trouble, there's a block shot, there's a good stick in the lane, there's a big save. And that's valued, I think, now on our bench. You can hear by the way players talk about the game. So they have a value for a guy who's blocking the shots, and we've had some big ones late in games with one goal games. So they're appreciating what they can accomplish playing as five, and I guess six with our goaler. But I know the numbers suggest that we've gone heavy to the other side of defense only, but it's if you're not scoring, you got to win the game. So you got to figure out a way to do that.
A lot of people are talking about Pavlik's hot streak right now, whether it's focus, training, positioning. What would you say is the real number one key in him being so much better?
I think the guys in front of him have given him a chance. I've always felt his games were good. Like, no one game defines a goaltender, so everybody's going to have an off night. My perception of how I guess he was thought of was to get used to seeing some of those ridiculously good nights that he would have in his past and took that as the ground floor. That should be his starting point. There was complaints about his consistency, but, you know, you look around the league, there's nobody doing that night after night. So there has to be some structure. And in some games where he hasn't had a tremendous amount of work, he's still, you know, he's been solid. He's, you know, the game in New York, he was special in the game at the end of Pittsburgh. He was really, really good. So he's had those games where he's won us the game. But a big bulk of his work, he's just been really good. Like, even New Jersey in their heyday, you know, Berdur didn't have to face 50 shots, but he still had five that he had to stop. And that's where I think Pav's been really good. But he's been like that, in my mind, even in last year.
How do you describe this team's evolution?
In the early stages, you know, we had a tough couple of weeks to start the season. We had a couple of good weeks to this point now. We're still trying to define ourselves, but I think we are becoming slightly more, definitely more consistent in terms of our group play, our five-man play. But as I said, like, that effort, I think, in my mind, has been there most nights, right from the time I showed up, and I know from watching before I got here.
For guys like Kane and Scheifele, who are used to be like dominant offensive players, do you think like it's a tougher sell for them to preach a defensive mentality?
No, we get into Jersey the other night, and you know that line was in alone three times, had about two or three two-on-ones. I mean, Mark Scheifele alone on his chances. They're getting more. I mean, that's the one you just want to make sure they know they're getting more. That, you know, and we haven't done it very much, but at some point here, if we're not scoring, we have to show them some of the offense, just the offensive chances that we are getting, and say that's enough. That's enough to win. Just keep your faith and confidence in your game. They're getting enough And with the speed of all three men, they don't need to cheat for it. They really don't. They can be under the puck when the other team has it and be ahead of the puck when they've got it.
What are the keys to keep pushing your collective game forward when you're going through a nice stretch, but to keep pushing?
Just picking three or four things that we talk about and stand on those and not branching out too much too early where you're covering 100 different things every day at the rink. You just, the basics, the foundation, until you think as a coach it becomes instinctual on the ice. We've got a ways to go before that happens. I mean, we gave up an awful lot, odd man, in the Ottawa game. The difference between that game and maybe Tampa Bay or Calgary was we handled it better. We handled the odd man rush. So when it's not in your net, I don't have to answer for it, right, after a game. But we got a ways to go.
Often you say it's you're only as good as your record, and right now that would, especially of late, would make you guys one of the better teams in the league. But when you look around, I know you don't put stock into it or even look at it, but rankings, other people still seem to not give you the respect maybe your team deserves. Yeah. Is underdog kind of, is there an advantage to being an underdog, or maybe you find under the radar?
I think more media. I think when we're pre-scouted, teams take us pretty seriously. Just size and speed alone, you've got to be ready for that. And a good couple of weeks doesn't make you a contender, you know, and that's just the bottom line. We've got to do this for a year or two or 3 years, and then people will know the game that we're playing. We're still working on that ourselves. We still need to see our game before we can tell everybody how we're going to play. So I'm not surprised by it. We had a tough couple of weeks, good couple of weeks, and I think for the most part we're a little better than middle of the pack. So we are what it says we are.
So
there's a lot of talk there when they had. My favorite line of all. I mean, it encapsulates working in Canada. And I don't think it was a Canadian media issue, but on the NHL.com a couple of days ago, maybe a week ago, the Montreal's in a 10-day slump. They're losing in practice. Can you imagine that? It wasn't like a two or a three game slump. They were in a 10-day slump, which I thought was awesome. only up north of the border for that. But. Their transition game is very important to them. I mean, they have a lot of quickness, a lot of speed. They've always, for me, you know, there's certain things about it. They're going to pass the puck really well, and they defend with their sticks really well. And that's the last 15, 20 years. You know, great stick on puck. And so your challenge in here is not let that transition game happen. It's going to happen. Not let it happen to the point that it's, two or three in a row. You know, two or three shifts in a row where they get that transition game going, because then you're going to lose your gap on them and you're going to have to give ice, and we can't do that. We know that that can't be part of our game. So how you manage the puck's real important. Tops of the circles down, find them very quick, make a lot of short little plays to get pucks to the net, and then, the tops of the circles in their end to your red line is going to be really important to your team.